Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Making his nation on this Tuesday night, and I tell you what, we've had this dry heat and 93 degrees right now, and everything. And I do got a very special guest right here. I'm going to introduce him here in a little bit. But hey, Russell, how you doing? Hey, Carmelita, how you both doing tonight?
Doing good. Just riding the storm, man. Riding the lightning.
Right. I tell you what, things are starting to heat up. I'm going to talk about it here in a little bit. But right now, brothers, I want to welcome Mr. Michael Bogus on here, who is running for a seat up there in Atlanta, Georgia, and a good friend of mine. And Michael, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. Welcome to the show, man. So, man, I tell you what, I know it's probably completely off topic of what you want to talk about tonight, but I've been wanting to talk to somebody from Georgia who's been involved in politics, and where the hell did this slug come from that stomped around there acting like she won the election and stuff? Oh, my goodness, man. Talk to me.
Oh, you talking about Dorothy the Wonder Tooth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pissed her off and Brandon Roth. The guy that played Superman in Superman Returns. They were at Dragon Con, and I walked up to her, and I was like, you're a bitch. And they kind of got mad about that.
Go ahead, Michael.
Sorry about that. I heard somebody coming in. But, no, she's a freaking moron. Her sister was appointed by Obama down here in Albany, Georgia, as some kind of attorney or something. But she just figured with all the actors and everything that she had going for her coming down to Georgia, like Will Ferrell, Ron Stable, all of them, they were all coming down here and trying to get votes. Now, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. The government we got now is a pussy. So, yeah, I'm not too happy with him either.
I don't think a lot of people are happy with Kemp, you know, from what I saw.
Yeah, I mean,
but
he's had ultimate power. He's had ultimate power for over a month. Even though it would have been temporary, if he would have announced that, hey, during this time of crisis, I'm in state and constitutional carry to show his constituents that he's not full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I guess
that's
guess what he.
Policy.
Oh yeah, and guess what he did? He showed his true colors. All these governors did.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, it ain't no better here in Texas, brother. We're supposed to have open carry when a state of emergency is called, and he wouldn't call a state of emergency doing all this. He put it all on the individual county judges and stuff. A majority of which are Democrats, especially down here where I am. Holy Moses. But yeah, man, there's a lot of governors going to have a lot to answer for in the next election cycle. I'm with you on that one.
Well, here's the announcement I was going to make. The first governor that just got indicted by Barr, Miss Mills up in Maine, has to appear in federal court in 2 weeks. She's going to be the first one.
I'm glad he's doing something.
You know?
I mean, we need to be working with a bunch of folks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same thing with our governor here, and I was just telling you about her. You know, I was talking to Mayor Hicks up there in Grants. Russell knows who he is. And I was just now talking to him, and he's going to challenge the bond and everything and stuff. So this, and if he does this and proceeds with this, they can handcuff the governor of New Mexico and escort her out and put her in federal prison automatically for violating, you know.
But they won't do it. They won't do it. That's
Joseph, we've talked about this for years, and you still believe the system is going to work, that Barr is going to arrest the bad guys, and people are going to pay for the crimes against the Constitution and against the people. Let me remind everyone listening.
I agree with that.
The laws only apply to us peasants. It does not apply to the ruling class.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you're not elite, you don't have special privileges.
Yep. So
when we took away public hanging, we messed up.
Mhm. Yeah, we talked about that a while back, you know, and everything. But here's the thing, you guys, I know all of you guys personally that's running. I mean, you got some good candidates running. Even Jonathan Garcia is running against Kemp. I'm going to have him on the show Thursday night and everything. Marjorie Green, you know, a bunch of you guys up there, and I'm rooting for you. I can't wait to see you guys up there on the 15th. So I'll be there.
Exactly.
So,
well, hey, since you're here on the 15th, you're coming to the Bikers for Bogus rally, ain't you?
Well, my plane won't arrive till like 10 o'clock at night, so I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. So, and everything. But
on the 16th.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I might be able to. I'll ride up there with the Christian. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You're really going to put my flags that I got for my bike.
Yeah, you've been talking about those.
Yep.
Hey, we got Russell. We got Virgil on. So I'm sorry, Carmelita had to put you on mute. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother? Hello.
Oh, I'm doing okay, Joseph. I'm doing okay. Considering I'm dead motor vehicles, I'm doing okay.
I don't know, them Hornets got you yet. So, what do you guys think about
I finally got all my plates and stuff straight on my Mack truck, so I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's good news. All right. That's good news. Well, we're sitting here talking to Michael Bogus from Atlanta. He's running for a seat up there, and I know you've seen him on the Christian show quite a few times. And as we're getting closer to the elections, I'm going to start bringing people in. And, you know, we support, like, Derek Gibson. He's a good friend of ours up in New York. And we've had him on the show quite a few times and stuff. But, Michael, why don't you give everybody, you know, a little history about yourself that doesn't know you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Like I said, you know, I've been fighting these corrupt some bitches for about 17 years now. It all started whenever my first wife was killed in a car wreck. It was due to government overreach. She had a drug problem, and they sent her to methadone. So they swapped one drug for a drug that they could charge extra for. So that's what got me started. My little girl, she was 3 weeks old when her mama died, and I was raising her by myself. But my ex-mother-in-law kidnapped my daughter for 5 days. I couldn't get her. Her nephew was caught in the county that we lived in.
Mm-hmm.
So I fought every damn politician that I could, everybody. And because it wasn't an election, you know, I just wasn't very important. So I finally scored up the money and went to court about it, got her back the day that I buried her mom. So I've been fighting them ever since. And, you know, we rally in Atlanta all the time. We just did a federal redress of grievances in November up in Washington, D.C. I was there at Lobby Day for Virginia.
Oh, I remember that
and,
one, y'all.
Yeah, that was a good one. Everybody showed up. And I was also in Dearborn, Michigan last June about the no-go zone. So I travel everywhere. I mean, I really do. I've been down to the borders. I've been all over the country. I've actually worked with New Mexico before. I've worked there and worked in Texas several times, you know, being a crane operator. I mean, I'm not a politician. I'm not.
Right.
I can't
stand
the politics. And
right.
I'm just coming to America, to the American people. I want to be the nobody that represents the nobody. The ones that's not important until election time.
Right.
That's
kind of like Trump. Kind of like
what
Trump's doing, being there for the people, you know. And also to let everybody know, you know, Michael does belong to the militias, and that's how I know Michael, is through his reputation in the militias and everything. And, you know, I followed Michael for a long time and stuff. But, Michael, I'll tell you what, you and Jonathan Garcia, I tell you what, you're going to give them a hell of a fight. If I know Jonathan, you guys are going to give him one hell of a fight up there, you know.
Oh, I really wish you would have saw the last debate, because we were talking, and we were talking about Lobby Day, and I was telling him, I was like, look, you know, you got four politicians running for this particular seat. I've gave invitations to every one of them at the Capitol, let them know about the rally in Atlanta. And I ain't never seen one damn politician at none of these rallies, and which I told him, I was like, I've never seen any of these dumb bitches there. So,
I didn't see any when I was
really
there.
Like Exactly.
You know?
They're not
you know.
Poop. It's all lip service. It's like this.
Yeah.
We're at the prom. We're
mm-hmm.
all the pretty chicks. They're all the damn popular jock, rich boy. They're
mm-hmm.
trying to talk the panties off of us. Basically how it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. Well, the thing about that here in New Mexico, some of our politicians do get involved when we have rallies and stuff to support us. Just very few, not a lot. You know, I have one that comes up here all the time and sits and talks the shits with me just for the hell of it. You know, he stops over and has coffee and, you know, and everything. So, and you don't see politicians do that, you know,
exactly.
and everything.
Exactly.
Well, you know?
That's why I'm on the Bikers for Bogus.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to come
I would love
to
go.
My natural habitat.
I know what? I'll be there. Well, that's on a Friday, so more than likely I'll be
no,
able to show
Saturday.
Up there. With... Mm-hmm.
It's on Saturday. It's right
oh, okay.
before Lucretia's rally.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to show the people my natural habitat. I don't believe in this damn fancy-ass dinner come meet a potential
mm-hmm.
candidate crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just me, and that's all I'll ever be. All
right.
So
all right.
I love people. I really do. I love talking to people. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm about. I'm about people. I mean, you see me on Lucretia's show. I've got the tattoo
mm-hmm.
to people.
Mm-hmm.
I carry my oath for life.
Right, right. And I know that for a fact that you do, you know. And Virgil, is there anything you want to ask Michael or Carmelita? Anything you guys want to ask Michael, go for it.
I got a question for you, Michael. What is your stand on the Second Amendment and should constitutional carry be nationwide?
Well, hell yeah, it should be nationwide. My rights don't stop at no damn line. Basically that answers the Second Amendment, too.
Yeah. No. You get 100% on that because nothing makes me go off quick and you ask somebody where they stand. Well, I support the Second Amendment, but there are no buts in the
There's
Second
no
Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never seen nothing that said but in the Second Amendment. Not one word.
No. Nope. No, sir.
All
right.
What's this biker rally? Is it an event to raise money?
It's going to help raise money for my campaign. It's going to be a month after, 2 months, not, about a month and a half after the opening of the state. And
what day is it going to be?
May 16th. Our state started.
And where
are
at? Where is it going to be at? What
the
part?
Salonica, Georgia. Salonica.
Well, you know what? You want to? We can make that ride. It's in Georgia. I can get the I can get what part of Georgia it is. But I mean, that would be a nice ride.
It would.
Yeah, give William the information. That way, William can give it to me because both my husband and I we ride.
Yeah,
I'd like to give the state of Georgia a big thank you too, Michael. I got you on the phone, man. I love the state of Georgia. I got an ex-wife in Georgia, right outside of Atlanta and Hopeville, and I thank y'all for keeping her there. I love you guys.
Russell, you're bad.
Russell,
what's going on with Hungry Hungry Hippo? What are they doing about her?
Why
call her
Hungry
Hungry Hippo? I'm sorry.
You talking about Stacey Abrams?
Oh, God, yeah. Hungry Hungry Hippo.
That's Gabby the Wonder Tune. You know, Evel Knievel is going to make a jump between them teeth, and I think he died.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy.
And, more, more good news, guys. More good news. Kamala Harris is still in the running for Joe Biden's VP, so we may still get to put our show on the road. Creepy Joe and the Hoe, 2020.
All right, don't forget them bumper stickers now. Don't forget them bumper stickers.
Yep.
I'll make the T-shirts, no problem. We'll put some knee pads on her.
But anyway, Michael, I know what are you showing on your pose right now? I mean, how good are you looking on the pose?
Oh, I don't know. Hell, I don't know. They hadn't put no poles up. I know
okay.
One of them I'm in second, the other one I'm in fourth.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. I know my
so
name
he,
is getting a lot of recognition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. Of course, you know. And I know
well,
that. When is your next debate?
I don't know. They just usually email me and let me know whenever there's one. I know they got one in the middle of the week. It's going to be a live debate, but I'm not going to be able to make it because I got to feed my kids, too.
You're right.
I quit taking donations the moment that COVID-19 hit. I'd be damned if I'm going to take money from people in a time of hardship. That shit don't happen to me. I just don't do that.
Right. I know. That's what gets me. We see these senators are holding seats and not they're sitting there getting paid while everybody else is doing without. They're giving themselves fat raises too on top of that. You know?
Yep. One of my philosophies is if the government is down, people should be paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm. I believe Virgil was saying that last night, you know, because they don't realize it, but that money's got to be paid back. And like Virgil was saying last night, that money, they're going to raise the taxes so high, you know, we'll never get out of it.
The end goal is to eliminate the middle class. If you eliminate the middle class, and you make them poor, the poor are dependent on the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end result of all this. They want to eliminate the middle class. You're either going to be rich or you're going to be poor.
Mm-hmm. And they're destroying the middle class. They're destroying these small businesses, too, on top of that. And they're succeeding. They're pretty much succeeding in that area. And that's the scary part.
Because we don't have real capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have
Go ahead, Virgil.
Capitalism. What we have is corporate.
Okay, what's this young man's name?
Michael.
That's on
Michael
here?
Bogus.
Michael
Bogus, yep.
Michael, okay, Michael, the first thing I would ask people if I was in a debate or making a speech or anything, you know, in this present time, I would ask them if they want real representation or if they want the illusion of representation. That's what
exactly.
I would ask them.
Well, here's the problem, Virgil. Here's the real problem. They don't actually know what they want. They want liberation. They want freedom. But they keep buying into the same bullshit. And voting the same way.
Are you on a headset? You on a microphone or something? Because you keep cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm on my Bluetooth on the inside the truck. Can you hear me anything?
Well, you keep fading out. You keep fading out on your Bluetooth. You must have one of those little string microphones, huh?
No, sir. It's just going through my speaker.
Oh, it's going through your speakers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
But yeah, I mean that's the problem that we have in America right now is everybody's done bought into the illusion. They already have. We don't have free thinkers anymore. We don't have all we have is complacency. We have people that bitch about it on Facebook but don't do nothing about it. You know, you got a certain percentage of the people that do have the balls to stand up and do something but has absolutely no backing.
And didn't I say that last night? I said that last night. You know, people are wanting us, people like me, you, Virgil and Russell, the Carmelite, they want us to go out and do the duty work for them.
Yeah, exactly. They don't understand that you have to have the backing of the people. If one stands and another and another and another and it keeps going, that whip that they're cracking on us will be turned around on them.
Yep. Exactly. You know, and that's why they're wanting this control of, you know, five people in a group. You know, they figure they could get a smaller group that can control everybody that way. You know, and stuff. People aren't thinking about, well, what that's all about, you know, stuff like that. Well, that's what it's about. It's about control.
This whole COVID-19 has been nothing but control. You got a little taste of socialism, and you're getting told what you will and what you won't do. You're getting a taste of communism. Everybody's forgotten about Poland. When Russia used socialist as muscle to defeat Poland, the communists turned around and shot the socialist because they was afraid they'd take over.
And we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing that with China right now. We're seeing it with China. I mean, they're the ones that started this worldwide because they want to be the muscles to take over the world by spreading this bio-made chemical that they, you know, unleashed and everything. And they're just sitting back watching it happen. And once everything goes the way they want it, you know, I've been hearing chatter for the last couple of days that China is gearing up for retaliation.
Oh, I don't doubt that it's coming. And see, here's the problem that everybody's not thinking about. Yes, they do have the largest standing army. They do. They have 2.5 million in the Red China Communist Army. We got better toys, but this fight will not be in China. This fight will be coming to the mainland. Then the other countries that's chomping at the bits to come at us is going to be joining right behind them.
Yep. I believe Virgil called that shot not too long ago.
It's the absolute truth. I mean, they're just waiting.
And here we are, guys. Here we are.
Yep.
You see, there's this old Chinese saying, okay, it's called losing face. What's the background noise?
That's Russell. All right, I'm going to have to mute him. There we go. He's
sorry, Russell.
There's this old belief. It's called losing face. The Chinese, you know, they don't know surrender. It's either all or nothing with the Orientals, with the Asian people. They're hung up on this honor. They have never been able to live down Korea. Okay, they have never been able to live down going to a complete victory in Korea. Okay, so they have been losing face ever since then. So now, when it comes down to these protests with these waving the American flags and them calling for more civil liberties and things like this. Well, that's just that they can't allow that. They can. Uh-huh. They are not uh-huh. going to allow Mao. They are not going to allow Mao Zedong's legacy to just fade away. They will kill. Uh-huh. They will kill millions of people to preserve it. They will. Who's got the notification on? That's got to be you.
Sorry, that was me. That was me that time. Go ahead.
Okay. And they are not going to lose any more face.
Mm-hmm.
Trump made them lose face with the tariffs. You know, they're mm-hmm. tired of it. I mean, you have to understand the Chinese mentality. They are very proud people, and they are not going to be second class to anybody. To anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if they got to kill 10 million people to prove it, they're going to do it.
Well, they are
they're
proving it to the world right now with this chemical bio they released on us. That was the whole purpose, was to weaken the military around the world.
I'm steadily believing that the coronavirus in China is an entirely different thing from what got loose in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all of the mm-hmm. people dying in China from this, you know, they want to say, oh well, it's more rampant in the United States. I believe it's just a random souped up strain of the flu that
mm-hmm.
has been turned loose on us, and it's been blown
mm-hmm.
out of proportion and given the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
name just to create mm-hmm. panic.
Exactly.
And it was
exactly.
successful.
Mm-hmm. What's your stance on that, Michael?
I believe the media hyped it up. I mean, my wife is a frontline COVID nurse. So the numbers do not add up. That's all I can say
mm-hmm.
because of laws, but the numbers do not all. And everyone that's been getting it is underlying condition patients, meaning they already had something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And every death has been worked on as COVID-19
mm-hmm.
other than a car accident or gunshot wound.
Well, that, you know, we've had that in Louisiana. We've had a plague of that in Louisiana. You know, nobody has died of cancer, COPD, Alzheimer's, stroke, falling down the stairs, whatever. All of us COVID-19.
Exactly.
Same here
you
in
know,
New Mexico. But here's
and,
the main number. Here's the million
know,
dollar question, guys.
Well,
how come all the hospitals are going broke? Why are they going broke?
You know, but here's my question. Why are the American people believing a media that told them WMDs were in Iraq, that told them Hillary was going to win by a landslide, that told them the Steele dossier was the gospel truth, that told them that Russia, Trump withheld aid from the Ukraine on a pre-quo pro deal with the president of the Ukraine, which it was proven he didn't. And most of all, the media tells us that Anna Nicole Smith married an 80-year-old billionaire in a wheelchair that couldn't get an erection with a Viagra big as a Volkswagen for love.
Right.
And people are steady fucking believing these son of a bitches. They come out and they say, if Trump condemned suicide, we could get rid of all these liberals because they'd kill
mm-hmm.
themselves in protest.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's just like I brought up last night, Mike. Okay, they want the paper ballots, the mail-in ballots. Okay, let's give them the mail-in ballots, but let's put a fingerprint card in with the mail-in ballots to where you have to send your fingerprints in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be checked. One set of prints, one vote, okay? Sounds pretty good?
Yep.
Okay, but here's the thing. CNN, MSNBC, Al Sharpton, and Louis Farrakhan, and iPhone Omar, and the rest of them, AOC and Nancy Pelosi, will say, well, oh, that's racist because they'll be able to distinguish black fingerprints from white fingerprints and suppress black votes. How much you want to bet?
Right.
How much you want to bet if they... And they'll push that shit through the media.
Yep. I'll bet you a chicken fried steak breakfast that they'll do it.
Or that fingerprints are racist because it will make black people feel like criminals. Okay? But a little piece of information. When I went in the Marine Corps, I was fingerprinted. Okay? When I had to get my pyrotechnics license from Louisiana State Police, I was fingerprinted. Every member of Congress was fingerprinted. Every member of the Senate is fingerprinted. All of their aides are fingerprinted. The president was fingerprinted. The first lady was fingerprinted. Anybody that works in or around the White House is fingerprinted. Anybody who is a police officer, state or sheriff's deputy, FBI agent, DEA agent, or anyone, NSA, has been fingerprinted. Fingerprinting is not racist.
Right. Since I work for the state, I had to get fingerprinted last year. I get it every year.
I guarantee you, Russell and I have to get fingerprinted every 4 years. You know why?
No.
Because of our TWIC cards. TWIC cards.
Yep.
TWIC two.
All right, and I'm gonna tell you something, Michael. Hold up, Russell. I'm gonna tell you something, Michael. You wanna know how the government is tracking you with that TWIC card? Take your TWIC card out and put your cell phone on top of it, and your cell phone will pick up that chip being pinged. I told Russell that. He didn't believe me. He took his card out and put his phone on. He said, well, son of a bitch.
Getting back to the deal there earlier, the big deal, you know, like Virgil was saying, like we said all along here for a while now, that, you know, these numbers have been falsified beyond belief. And now we have one reason why they're doing it, because anything that they can diagnose as COVID-19 and that patient dies, that's an automatic $13,000 from the Medicare. Do the math.
Oh, and you can bet, I can tell you what, if he dies and he rots down to a skeleton in that hospital, guarantee you they're going to put a ventilator on him just to say that they did it to get the other $39,000.
Yep, exactly. I mean, here's the thing, y'all. If they keep calling it COVID-19 that people are dying from, and then all of a sudden they come up with a vaccine or a cure, then big pharmaceutical is the hero. More grant, more money.
Well, it's like I was
And you know what's going to happen, Michael, when they come out with that vaccine 10 years from now? The law firm of Morgan & Morgan, we've all heard of them, is going to come on TV. If you received the COVID-19 virus in the year 2020 and your asshole is turned inside out and started talking to you, you might be entitled to damages.
Right. And you know what's crazy? What is crazy too? Our governor here is wanting to keep us locked down until there is a vaccine, and everybody's trying to tell her there's not going to be no vaccine. You know, because I watched the special Sunday on ABC News where a couple of specialists, even on the liberal news media, stated there may never be a vaccine created because of the because of the problems they're having with it now. A lot of people
are
dying from
this. There's not going to be a vaccine created, Joseph, on a virus that has a 97% recovery rate.
Exactly.
That would just that would be trying to inoculate against a common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
There's no cure for a common cold. There's no cure for this. It's in the virus. It's got to go through.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what today, guys. When I went to motor vehicles, I had to go to motor vehicles. I had a 3 o'clock appointment. You have to make an appointment now to get into motor vehicles like your doctor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got all of this mess straight with the truck lease and with the IRP account and everything else. But before we went into motor vehicles in Baton Rouge, we had to go through the state police parking lot, which they had a checkpoint set up where they took your temperature and gave you a wristband before you could go into motor vehicles. If you didn't have that wristband signed by them saying you'd been checked, you wasn't going in there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Enough. I mean, that's a violation of your civil rights.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with these masks. You know, she's wanting to force here in New Mexico, everybody's going to have to wear a mask. You know, if you want to go back to work, you have to wear a mask. Well, some of us can't wear a mask because of health issues. You know, and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, I've already said I'm not wearing one. I've had 3 heart attacks, you know, and I have issues, you know, health issues like everybody else, you know, and stuff. But it's like, what about people like us? And she stated that, well, you guys could just stay home forever then. I mean, really?
Well, and I'm pretty sure Russell's going to agree with me on this. You know, a thumbs down to the Odessa Police Department.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw that.
You know, that. You know, people just going in and wanting to have a cold beer and sit down and shoot some pool and everything else. I mean, that was just wrong what they did, busting in there and arresting all those people. That was just
with
dead
the SWAT
wrong.
Team.
You know,
and with the SWAT team, too, that's actually being under investigation right now. But, yeah, I agree. And, you know, believe it or not, Virgil, my grandmother was born in Odessa, Texas, you know. That's a small town, but really, SWAT team for a small bar?
Yeah, I mean,
Well, Russell, what's your take on that?
Nothing more than what we've said would be coming along all the way. These governors and local judges and stuff like that have gone completely power mad. They think they rule the world. And this thing that what happened right over there, sending a fucking SWAT team in to arrest people in the bar, that's what's going to set somebody off. That's going to be the kind of keg that's going to erupt, and shit is going to come all the way unglued.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to put my two cents
in. I'm surprised it didn't happen, Russell.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it didn't happen because I worked out there in Odessa years ago. It seems like 1,000 years ago, but I worked out there in the oil fields in Odessa. And let me tell you something, buddy. The SAs out there that I worked with were some of the greatest guys that you ever met, except they got one problem. They don't know when to fucking quit drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, when you get invited to a Friday night party, don't plan on carrying your ass home till 2 o'clock Sunday evening, okay? All right, don't plan on it, because it's gonna go on all Friday night, all Saturday, and all Saturday night. And buddy, you are gonna see more Corona and tequila bottles piled up in somebody's yard than you have ever seen in your life.
Yep. I mean
that's the reason today I cannot drink tequila. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cannot drink tequila. It was a party and a half, man. And these people just mind their own business. They just mind their own business. They want to go sit down and socialize and have a beer, maybe pick up on some poontang. You know, maybe they was gonna have the midget strippers in there. I don't know, but it ain't none of nobody's business but theirs.
Exactly.
And send it in a SWAT team with MP5s for people wanting to have a beer. My God, it's a miracle somebody didn't get shot. It's a miracle.
And it's gonna happen, yeah, like Russell said. But I'm gonna put my 2 cents in. These governors are going to push so far, and I was telling my roommate this today. I bet you $100, Russell, Virgil, Michael, $100. One of these governors is going to end up getting shot. What do you want to make a bet?
Oh, please let it be in Louisiana. Please.
I see it, Amaya. I see it. I see it coming. They're pushing.
But here, look at it like this. Look at it like this, and this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to push the Second Amendment rights people over the edge to fire the police where they can say, yes, all guns are bad.
Yep. Oh, yes. Just what I said last night. Okay. They're trying to make ultimatums now. They're trying to back Trump into a corner. Okay, well, we'll give you approval for funding for the wall all you want. All you have to do is ban firearms across the board for citizens. She actually made that proposal.
Yep, that was
it's starting already.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I see it coming, guys.
Yep, I see it coming, and I haven't been wrong yet, but I see it coming a mile away. One of these governors is going to end up getting dragged out and shot.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's going to be a mayor like that winner of the Beetlejuice lookalike contest in Chicago.
You know, but seriously, this is what we were telling people last night. If they allow themselves to get pushed in that corner, that's going to fuck all of us up on the cause, you know, and everybody around it is trying to do something, and we don't want them to fall into that category, you know, and everything. But I see it coming.
Yeah. I mean, eventually it's gonna come to a point where it has to happen, where we're gonna have to stand against our own government, and it sucks that we have to do that, but the forefathers already seen this coming. That's why it's written in the Constitution that we are allowed to stand against a tyrannical government.
Exactly, and it's like with these cops. It's like with these cops.
But you're talking about something that was written over 200 years ago when people had respect for themselves and respect for everybody else. You know, the first president of the United States, George Washington, boasted, "What sets the American Christian apart from everyone else in the world is that he will die on his feet before he lives on his knees." Well, let me tell you what. Today, George Washington is turning over in his grave. Because all you got, you know, everybody's going around. We are lost, little lambs, who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
And I love
you know,
that
that's the song
began,
they're singing.
By the way. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I told her about herself. I told her about herself. You know, I'm not going to bite my tongue with anybody, you know, especially
yeah.
somebody that has gone against this, gone against that, gone against the establishment, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, oh, we're just going to follow the herd.
Exactly.
I haven't
yeah.
worn, like I said, I haven't worn a mask. I have not worn a mask. I go around people, we don't wear a mask. We socialize, we talk, we eat crawfish together. We do this together,
yep.
we do that together.
Same here.
Okay? And we're still alive.
Same here.
We're still
yep.
alive.
Same here. And I haven't been on
you
lockdown
know,
since this whole shit started. I've been doing the same
you,
shit every day.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
people in that wore a damn mask at all. At all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I already had the virus. I had it back in January. I'm pretty sure I had it. Me and Lucretia, we had it back in January. So we're good to go.
Yeah, me too. Me too, right after damn lobby day.
Yep, I remember.
I'll tell you what. Me and Russell and the Corps, we have drank more fucking quinine out of fucking canteens than anything
oh
in the
my
world.
God.
I guarantee fucking you, they will not have to embalm us when we fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you.
Yep.
Hell yeah,
we have
baby.
Been shot to fucking death with every fucking thing. And like I said, you want to talk about murder hornets coming in? Ask Russell about it. I'm going to ask him once again. Get him to tell you about them fucking mosquitoes at Camp Lejeune coming into the barracks. Them
Ooh.
Motherfuckers will carry you off like a fucking eagle carrying off a fish.
Yeah.
Carrying off a chihuahua. The fuckers were big, man. Hell,
they
man,
wasn't
Yeah, well, this is...
But, I mean,
down here
in Louisiana and Texas, around Beaumont, where Russell lives, we got a thing. We got a mosquito down there called the tiger marsh mosquito. Let one of them fuckers hit your ass.
Yeah.
You know, I worked pretty close to Beaumont. I was over in DeRidder, Louisiana,
DeRidder.
A few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Sure was. I was
yeah.
doing
but,
that paper mill all day.
Ah, okay.
But I tell you, oh, yeah.
I've been
guys,
there several times. I've been there several times. I done hauled caustic in and out of there.
But,
I worked under Seabrooks in my day, St. Petersburg in Virginia and in Indiana and Austin, Texas.
But Mike, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't mean no offense to this, but I feel like a lot of people feel, you know, Atlanta ain't been right since Sherman burned that motherfucker to the ground.
It wouldn't bother me if that sandwich burned again. I'm
right.
not from Atlanta. That's just the closest big town. I'm actually from Northeast Georgia. I'm from the North.
Well, I lived out there back in the early 60s. My sister was from there, but I lived right there in the same town where Lucretia's out. I lived right there in the apartment complex. back
in
Loganville? Yeah.
And
right
I can tell you what. I can tell you what. You see that part north of Atlanta, that part of North Georgia? I tell you what, if people up there are drinking that same fucking turpentine that I got a hold of up there, they ain't got to worry about catching a motherfucking thing.
Oh, the moonshine? Oh, tell it. Yeah, I had some of that last year when I was there. Oh, God.
If it burns blue, it's good to go.
Yep. So, but I tell you what, now this hornet, this murder hornet, this is a scare tactic, another scare tactic, you know, and that's all it is. So
they've been here for years.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Every hornet is a murder hornet. If you take a rock and you throw it at a hornet's nest, they are going to murder your ass.
Yeah.
If they have to go underwater to do it, they're going to murder your ass.
Yeah. I got stung by one. Believe me, they hurt like a motherfucker, man. And I tell you, my aunt had them up there in Oklahoma at her ranch. And I remember getting stung by a damn hornet. And I tell you what. I hurt for weeks.
Well, I tell you what, man, you get down there in South Texas, and I will tell you what, everything down there will either fucking poke you, fucking bite you, fucking stick you, or fucking sting you.
Right.
Let me tell you something, Russell. We had this little Hispanic dude working out there in the swamp down below Beaumont around Orange. All right, we was out there doing seismograph work. Well, we was up there checking the pipe rack and everything, and all of a sudden he yelled real loud and he hit the ground. He fell in the marsh and them cattails and stuff. And he kept hollering, "My leg, my leg, my leg." Well, we looked at his leg and he had bite marks at least 2.5 to 3 inches apart, 4 bite marks. We looked in that pipe rack, and I saw the biggest fucking rattlesnake I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
We got him to the hospital. There was no venom in him. He didn't put any venom in him, but he hit his leg so hard he put a hairline crack down the big bone of his leg.
Wow.
Yep.
Now that was hitting all, that head, that snake's head was as big as my fist. And let me tell you something. We attacked that motherfucker with everything we could get our hands on.
Damn.
That son of a bitch was a dinosaur.
Snake skin boots. But hey, it's getting close to that time. You guys want to continue or you guys want to close it a little? Call it early night or
I gotta get up, or I gotta get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I gotta go load a Syngenta crop protection in St. Gabriel.
All right. Well, Michael, we appreciate you coming on the show, brother. We'll have you on here again and everything. And I'm gonna have Johnson on here Thursday night. You guys are gonna love Johnson. You'll just love him, trust me.
Yeah, he is.
So, Michael, I look forward to seeing you when I get to Atlanta and everything. So, and stuff. I'm getting excited about that. But anyway, we'll be back here Thursday night. And we'll be here Thursday night. So, you guys be good out there. Be safe. Michael, you be safe up there and everything. So, good night, everybody.
Good night, America.
All right. See y'all.
All right.